It's Kevin McCullough on AM 970, The Answer.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Fusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
The beloved spire of Notre Dame Cathedral may not be standing any longer, but we have some important fires to deal with on the home front, so today we will. David Fisher, Todd Chapman, Gina Loudon, and Nicole Maliotakis, all in the green room, standing by. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
I say he's trying to pit Americans against each other and make us less safe.
That was Cory Booker this morning. Not this morning, from over the weekend on Face the Nation. And he was talking about the president. Alex, play, if we can, let's play that soundbite one more time. I want you to hear the exact words that Cory Booker is using here, right here.
I say he's trying to pit Americans against each other and make us less safe.
All right, so what is the president doing that Senator Cory Booker, now presidential candidate Cory Booker, is doing, is claiming that the president is doing? What is he doing that is supposedly pitting one another against each other and making us less safe? Well, he's following the open borders policies of all of the presidential candidates for the Democratic Party. So what do you mean, Kev? He's advocating open borders. And the president's saying, well, if you want the borders open, I'm going to come dump people that we can't house in our facilities into your cities that already take on sanctuary status because you're working against the federal government anyway. So it should just be an amplification of what you want. Cher said the same thing this weekend on Twitter. She was like, my city is Los Angeles. We've already got so many problems. Don't send more people our way. We need to take care of our people first. She actually said that. We need to take care of our people first. It's like she was wearing a Make America Great Again hat or something. Here to comment on all this silliness is Nicole Maliotakis, someone who knows a little bit about immigration controversy, as she's been at war with the mayor on a time or two to try to not have unknown people populating her city of New York. Nicole, it's good to have you back. Thanks for being here.
Great to be with you, Kevin. Thank you.
So all of these people are complaining about what appears to be their own philosophical position on an issue. Am I reading that wrong?
No, absolutely right, Kevin. It's interesting because here in New York City, I've been one of the biggest opponents to Mayor de Blasio's sanctuary city policy because it protects individuals who are not just here illegally, but they are individuals who are also committing crimes such as sex abuse, patronizing a child for prostitution, welfare fraud, ID theft, grand larceny, and other crimes. And so these sanctuary policies are in place to protect people who are here actually committing crimes against other people. And in the state budget, we just saw that the governor and the Democrats snuck in a change in the law to reduce sentencing for misdemeanors from 365 days to 364 days, just so they wouldn't have to comply with detainer requests. Now, I'm the daughter of immigrants, as you know, and so I think we need to reform our immigration policy and make sure we streamline it and modernize it. But we should in no way be protecting individuals who are committing crimes against other people. And I don't know why the progressives really insist on doing that. I mean, they're going out of their way, changing laws, just to protect individuals who are committing crimes against others.
We're going to get into a local New York State issue in just a second, but I want to stay on the national side of this story for just another second, Nicole. You've got San Francisco, who is the home of Nancy Pelosi, of course, the leader of the House Democrats. Not only has San Francisco adopted an all-out sanctuary city policy for their city, they reside in a state similar to the state of New Jersey now that has taken on complete sanctuary status within the whole state as a whole. And on top of that, than some of the larger cities within the country that are opening themselves up as sanctuary cities. Portland and San Francisco being kind of foremost among them are also now withdrawing from the Federal Terrorism Task Force that was developed after 9/11. Our friend Bernie Kerik helped design it, but it's a way for local communities that have suspicions that there may be terrorism activity preparing something in local communities to work with law enforcement and to work with national terrorism experts and the federal authorities that that monitor terrorism, to work with all of them together so as to thwart attacks and to stop things from happening that shouldn't happen. Nicole, if we have cities that are going to say, anyone can come here, we're not going to do any kind of vetting, we're not going to check anything about you, we don't know who you are, you could be the worst person on planet Earth, you could also be the best person on planet Earth, but you could be coming in with a lot of bad people, and those same cities start to withdraw from the National Federal Terrorism Task Force, the Joint Terrorism Task Force, we are opening ourselves up to future terrorist attacks, the likes of which we now see being made fun of by some of the new elected representatives to Congress, that New York actually suffered. Nicole, it's insanity.
Well, as a New Yorker, I find it really scary. And I think that, you know, a lot of elected officials are unfortunately misguided, and they are putting citizens at risk. And I think that that's, one of the most important jobs that we have as elected officials is to make sure that we protect our citizenry, keep our country, our cities, our states safe.
Yeah.
And when you see actions like this, it's scary, and I think it's something that, the electorate really needs to take note of. Elections matter, and they need to make sure that, those individuals who are putting our city, our state, and nation at risk, they need to be voted out. We have to make sure that that happens in the next election.
Nicole Malliotakis is running for a new seat in her next election. She is running for the congressional seat currently occupied by Democrat Max Rose on Staten Island. That sounds odd to me, Democrat on Staten Island, but I guess I have to put up with it at least for a few more months, Nicole. But one of the things that I hope that you will bring out in your campaign is the contrast between the official party positions of where Democrats are at and what you believe in, and would contrast that. And that's amplified by no thing better than what the governor did last week as it dealt with illegals pursuing higher education in the state of New York and Gold Star families. Tell us what happened in the position that the governor ended up taking.
Well, for the last 9 years since I've been in the legislature, the governor and the Assembly Democrats and Senate Democrats have tried to put forth legislation that would give free college tuition to illegal immigrants. Actually, it's something also that my new opponent, Max Rose, also supports and is on record as supporting. But what I will say is that this has now been passed in the state budget, unfortunately, this year with a change in the Senate leadership swinging to the Democrats. And what makes it very insulting is that, number one, we have not increased the income eligibility threshold for our middle-class families since the year 2000. So now it's stagnant at 80,000 household income, which means if you are a family with a household income of $81,000, you get absolutely no assistance from the state for tuition. If you are a graduate student in the state, you get absolutely no tuition assistance, because that was eliminated back in 2010 when the state faced a budget deficit. But here in the state budget, what they did was they took the taxpayers' money to now give free college to individuals who are here unlawfully, and it could be for as little as 30 days. So they're really snubbing our middle-class families and lifelong New Yorkers who have been in this state paying taxes their entire lives. Now, what they did to add insult to injury was then kill a bill the following week after passing this budget with the free college for illegal immigrants. They killed a bill in the Education Committee that would have provided free city and state college to Gold Star children. So children whose parents have been killed or disabled in the line of duty. And that, to me, was really unconscionable, and that is what has created such a national uproar. Even the President of the United States tweeted about it on Friday night, calling them out for this. And I think that, this has really sent shockwaves, and rightfully so, because it's really unconscionable that their priorities are that mixed up, that they would put individuals who are here illegally ahead of American citizens whose families,
the children of heroes,
the ultimate sacrifice.
Yeah. The children of our heroes. It's just really disgusting. And Nicole, I appreciate your consistent fight that you have continued to wage to try to create justice in this arena. I'm hoping that that is, in fact, what you're able to do at the congressional level. Friends, go to NicoleForNewYork.com. NicoleForNewYork.com. You can also go to NicoleMaliatakis.com. But if you're challenged in Greek spelling, NicoleForNewYork.com is a little bit easier, and it'll get you at the same place. You can not only sign up and get her newsletter, but you can also donate to her campaign, and I would encourage you to do it. NicoleForNewYork.com. NicoleForNewYork.com. Nicole Maliatakis, we'll talk again soon.
Thank you, Kevin.
Nicole Maliatakis, thanks for getting us started today. Friends, I know that the fire in Paris and the collapse of Notre Dame Cathedral is on a lot of people's minds. I'll have some thoughts on that coming up at the end of the broadcast, so stay with us. Dr. Gina Loudon joins me next.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
We have troubles in New Jersey this afternoon. Route 27 is closed in both directions in Highland Park between Woodbridge Avenue and 4th Avenue. That is because of emergency construction work. You can stick with Route 1 through the area. Also in Mattawan, 34 southbound is closed right in the area of Amboy Road. That is because of wires that came down in this high wind. Taking a look at your ride across the Hudson, 20 to 30 minutes outbound at the Holland Tunnel now, about 5 to 10 on the city-bound side. 15 minutes outbound at the Lincoln Tunnel, 5 to 10 on the city-bound side. And the George Washington Bridge, pretty good ride into and out of the city on the spin. Now let's get you to the George Washington Bridge. Unfortunately, it's quite a challenge. West Side Highway northbound, a slow ride from the upper 70s right up to the GW Bridge. Now, Riverside Drive is better than the West Side Highway. FDR, I would stay away from that for the time being. We're slow from Houston Street right up to the Triborough, again, 150s to the GW Bridge. And the Deegan northbound from the Triborough is jammed. Westbound Cross Bronx from the Bruckner. And now you know how not to go. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
Larry Elder watches the Democrats continue to scramble.
Didn't have the collusion, didn't have the conspiracy, didn't have the coordination you want. So now you're going to get it, and no matter what he says, if he says Trump did not collude, you'll say, ha-ha! He didn't say certainly did not conclude, so therefore it wasn't definitive. It doesn't matter. You didn't get what you wanted.
The Larry Elder Show, weeknights at 7, right before Joe Walsh at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. My privilege to be partnering with Alliance Defending Freedom. ADF is on the front lines fighting for your right to freely live out your faith. Bob Trent has a deeper look with this week's Freedom Minute.
Baronelle Stutzman, a florist, business owner, and grandmother, has been attacked by her state's government and the ACLU. Why? Because she chooses to live her life consistent with her Christian beliefs. Hi, I'm Bob Trent, and this is your Freedom Minute. Baronelle serves everyone who comes into her flower shop. She's loved and served her LGBT customer, Rob, for almost a decade. When Rob asked her to create custom floral art for his same-sex wedding, she knew she had to act consistent with her faith and lovingly referred him to other florists. But the ACLU and the government weren't satisfied with that, so they launched a full-out assault on Baronelle and sued her. If she loses, the ACLU could take everything she owns, her business, her home, and her life savings. Everything. Thanks to your support, Alliance Defending Freedom stepped in and is helping Baronelle. We can't sit idly by and watch as the government takes away our freedoms. When we stand together, we can win. For more information and to help us support your freedoms, visit yourfreedomfund.org. That's yourfreedomfund.org.
Keep listening to Kevin McCullough Radio. And if you'd like to give to the Freedom Fund to help defend your freedom and provide the resources needed to fight these critical court battles, please call 800-569-1559. That's 800-569-1559. Or visit the website. Again, it's yourfreedomfund.org.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Katzimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer. AM 970. The Answer.
she knows what the left is thinking before they do. Dr. Gina Loudon, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Kevin McCullough Radio, thanks for being here. More details on my thoughts of what happened with Notre Dame before we're done.
Do you take any issue with the way Congresswoman Omar characterized 9/11?
No, I did not. She characterized it only in passing. She was talking about discrimination against Muslim Americans. No, I did not take that. I've had some problems with some of her other remarks, but not with that one.
That's just another unbelievably, unfathomably non-common sense statement by Gerald Nadler, who I've disliked since impeachment days. So he and I go way back. Anyway, welcome back. It's Kevin McCullough Radio. Here's the thing. If you are Ilhan Omar today and you don't like the fact that people are calling you out for basically belittling the idea that 9/11 was anything more than somebody doing something, if you're Ilhan Omar, and if you'd prefer not to be included in such controversy, stop wading into it. A very interesting person wrote on townhall.com over the weekend, no one forced you to take an honorarium and speak to care. Your characterization was callous. Your facts were inaccurate. Your attempt to deflect criticism back onto the words of President Bush standing atop the rubble of the towers, or President Trump's tweeted video in which he spliced pictures of 9/11 with her words when understood in context, revealed to us a continuing picture of who you are in your most core anti-Semitic and anti-American self. No one in America woke up one day and decided to criticize you out of the blue. Ilhan Omar, no one in America even knew who you were. It is clear that it was you who instigated this in your very short public life. Here to discuss is someone who has a lot of experience with human behavior, and I have not talked with her about Ilhan Omar, but Dr. Gina Loudon rejoins us. Now, Dr. Loudon, Dr. Gina, Dr. G., I love to bring these issues to you because I know that there's a clinical kind of understanding. But what do we see in the behavior of someone like Omar, who continually does rather provocative things and then revert back and blame everyone else that's identifying those overt things that she's doing?
Well, first of all, I want to say the author of that article was the one and only KMC. And Kevin, that is one of the best articles I've read. It is a must read for your audience. And I was just getting ready to tweet it. And it will be tweeted on my account at Real Dr. Gina because I think it's that good. The one thing you didn't say that I think is critical is that, you know, we're not talking about your average Muslim American here. Let's not be painted into some sort of bigotry that we aren't in. We are talking about a bona fide Islamist who is creating her own waves, much as you said. There was no controversy surrounding her. No one had ever heard of her ever in our lives until she came out being anti-Semitic. Then several people took a look at her background, you and me included, and found out, oh, guess what? She is patently anti-Semitic. Not only that, she has taken money from CARE. She has argued on behalf of Hamas and Hezbollah. She has argued for leniency for terrorists. And the list goes on and on. The list is very well illustrated in your article, so I don't need to state it all. But her behavior and the American response to her is all created by her. And I think that's a really important point to make.
Well, and you mentioned that she's an Islamist. People say, well, that is that strong wording. Well, her one of her best buddies is Linda Sarsour, who, as an avowed advocate of the Muslim Brotherhood, as a member of the Muslim Brotherhood, as someone who has argued that women in America who do not follow Sharia law should be they should experience female genital mutilation. I mean, these are not, as you say, passive average people just going about living their lives quietly. These are people with opinions, and those opinions are giving voice to ideas, and they are ideas that are distinctively non-American.
Right, and they want to downplay all that, Kevin, but let's just take a bird's eye view for just a moment and be rational here. How many governments have risen and fallen over capitalism? How many people have been lined up and killed because of capitalist ideology? Now, you can argue, and there are parts of capitalism that are unfair, right? I mean, it's sort of a survival of the fittest in some ways. The people that are going to try harder, work harder, the people that are smarter are going to probably be more successful. That's a fact of capitalism. Is it a perfect thing? No. But how many governments have used capitalism to kill people. You really can't say that's happened. And when you look at socialism, which just is communism junior, essentially, let's not kid ourselves, that is the predication for the loss of literally every society in modern times and the demise of so many that we couldn't count them if you and I tried right now. So we need to put the framework in place, Kevin, to be able to come back at these people, especially in social media. And I always encourage all of your listeners and my own audience to be all over social media. That's how we win in 2020. No excuses. Be on there. But you need to call it what it is. You know, freedom lovers, constitutional Americans are not responsible for the lineup and shooting and deaths of anyone. Whereas if you look at communism and its history, you look at socialism and what it becomes, Nazis were socialists. Let's never forget that fact. Every time they call you a Nazi, remind them who the Nazis actually were. They were socialists, and they kill people. And that's why we have to be alarmed. It's not an exaggeration. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's the plain, simple truth.
Well, and I think that it is, I think it's troubling for the Democratic Party. I don't know how they're going to go about navigating this problem that they have, because, the odds are every day that goes by that Biden doesn't announce, he's probably not in the race, and he's the closest thing to center, though he is pretty far left of it, that they even have. They're going to have to wrestle with as a party. Who are we going to be? Are we going to be someone that is fundamentally on America's side, or are we going to be hijacked by this real foreign idea that it doesn't even really? I mean, when you add up Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar and Ocasio-Cortez, the three freshmen, they have the least amount of seniority that any group of congressional leaders have ever had, and they're not leaders, and yet they get every ounce of television time that they can possibly be given. And it's stunning that the opposition in America has gone so far away from what mainstream looks like just to try to keep their power. And it's one of the reasons why they can't get tough on immigration, because, as you've pointed out many times, Dr. Gina, they need new voters. And if they don't import them, they're not going to have them anyway. Always appreciate your
right on the horizon for Trump 2020. That's all I can say.
That's what I think. That's right. All right. Dr. Gina, as always, thanks for your insight. Appreciate it. Coming up, Todd Chapman rejoins us. I want to know a little bit about our project that we started in Haiti last week and where we are to date and what has happened. He will have that report for us next. Kevin McCullough is my name. We're also giving away a gold coin later this hour. David Fisher in the house. Actually, in the green room, getting ready. It's Kevin McCullough. Stay with us. Stay with us indeed, because my heartbroken observations of Notre Dame. Before we're done, it's a very busy Kevin McCullough radio today.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
Generally cloudy skies. We sit at 53 degrees on this Monday evening. What's going on? We have the answer. Well, many people leaving St. Patrick's Cathedral are saying a prayer for the Notre Dame Cathedral this afternoon. Lisa G has more.
Tourists leaving the cathedral on Fifth Avenue say they're upset after seeing video of the historic symbol of faith in Paris go up in flames.
For French people, it's totally catastrophic to see what happened today in Paris.
I was actually just in Paris 3 weeks ago in Notre Dame, so it's heartbreaking to see that happening.
In the meantime, counterterrorism officers along with canine units are patrolling outside St. Patrick's Cathedral. The move is a precaution anytime there's a world event that might affect soft targets in New York City. Lisa G, NBC News Radio, New York.
Brooklyn parents are suing New York City for ordering mandatory measles vaccinations following an outbreak of the disease. Scott Pringle has more.
These five parents claim the order goes beyond the powers of the health commissioner and the outbreak is not serious enough to justify mandatory vaccinations. The city says the vaccinations are safe, but the lawsuit by these parents calls that a dangerously misleading statement. The suit also complains the order is unnecessarily overriding children's religious practices. Last week, city officials declared an emergency and ordered mandatory vaccinations for zip codes in Williamsburg after nearly 300 measles cases popped up in the Orthodox Jewish community there since last fall. Scott Pringle, NBC News Radio, New York.
In sports, NBA playoffs, the Nets take on the 76ers in Philadelphia. It's game two of the Eastern Conference quarterfinals. Nets up one game to none, looking to sweep the first two games in the city of brotherly love. Also in the city of brotherly love tonight, the Mets take on the Phillies in baseball action. Yankees are off tonight. They host the Red Sox starting tomorrow. Taking a look at the traffic across the Hudson, 30 minutes outbound at the Holland, 5 on the citybound side, 15 each way at the Lincoln. Partly cloudy, windy tonight, low 42, sunshine tomorrow, high 61. And now you know what's going on. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you're feeling run down watching Notre Dame burn, it's just one of those things. But sometimes you have those periods of life where you feel that way, and it could be related to not something that you're observing or being witness to, but rather not eating enough fruits and vegetables. It's time to try Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in capsule form. You see, they're not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics and you can't really absorb them. It's natural food in a vegetarian capsule. It's got tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and veggies. Each capsule, in fact, has 10 servings of fruits and vegetables. And once you start taking them, man, do you feel good. You can see your skin clear up, you got a lot more energy, and you will improve the quality of your life. And from now till April 21st, friend, write this down, a very special 20% discount, free shipping on any first order of Balance of Nature. Again, this special radio offer will only be available until April 21st. So call today, 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751. You can also go to balanceofnature.com. But wherever you do, make sure you use my discount code, AM970, The Answer. Balance of Nature, changing America one life at a time. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
Hi, I'm Valerie Smaldone with news about a brand new radio show Saturday mornings at 9, Bagels and Broadway. I'll be giving you the latest Broadway and off-Broadway news, talking about theater in unusual places, a great restaurant find, a food product that's unusual, having conversations with actors, producers, and the heroes behind the scenes, chefs, entrepreneurs, and more. Join me and some fabulous guests. You bring the bagels, I'll bring Broadway. Saturday morning at 9 on AM 970.
Our hosts all look like GQ models. See them now at AM970TheAnswer.com.
Obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Last week, my next guest made a couple of stops into the studio to tell us about a very significant opportunity that, you know, sometimes we just need to do something good. Todd, I was thinking today, it's tax day, and coming up in the next segment, my money man, David Fisher, is going to give away a gold coin that we've been allowing people to register for since January for this opportunity. It's somewhere between $1,600 to $2,000 in value, and someone's going to win it and be very, very happy. And it's going to make their day a little bit better, especially if they were writing checks like you and I were to the IRS earlier today. But
as for the reminder,
as comparison to that, over the weekend, my kids were in the car with me on Saturday, and we're pulling through the Wendy's drive-thru, and I was remembering what we were talking about with Food for the Poor when you were here last week, and thanks again for coming back. And my 9-year-old started this entire conversation about, hey, Dad, you said something about us as a family going to start helping people eat in Haiti. And he wasn't putting all the pieces together, but as we were sitting there literally in the drive-thru line, and I think what jarred his memory was lunch, but it made him think about the kids that he had already started being told about and cares about, to be honest. He has a kind heart. And so I said, yeah, you're right. It's going to cost us $38.72 because we get the same lunch every Saturday. Mm-hmm. But for about $11 less than that, nearly $12 less than that, for just $27, we could feed a family for an entire month. And then the two younger ones began to ask questions about, well, how's that possible? How's our lunch, $11 more, and it's only one time, and you can feed a whole family? So we talked about all kinds of things, economies of scale and all that other stuff. But the truth is, 41 of the original 82 families that we have been trying to help have been scratched off the list. That leaves us where, Todd Chapman?
Well, we have 40 I'm sorry, Kevin, you glitched on me there for a second, so I missed the last
41 to go.
Yeah, 41 families to go. And, you know, which is awesome. I'm so grateful that half of these families have been taken care of. But that's still 41 families that are today waking up literally not knowing how their kids are going to eat today. And, you know, I think at a very human level, Kevin, you know, if you just allow yourself to go there for a second, you just think, man, what if I were in that situation, if the bottom fell out of my world, whether it be here or in Haiti or anywhere, what would I hope and pray that someone would do to give me a hand up? You know, we don't have to think very long. And I think it's not a big stretch for most of us to say, you know, I think I could do X amount, $5 a month, $10 a month, $15, $20. But when you consider right now that especially in a country like Haiti, where our dollar does indeed stretch quite a bit further to buy more food, especially when that food is donated like it is through Food for the Poor, I hope that encourages you to make a significant difference in one of these families' lives.
Explain how that works. There are some significant food contributions that come in. What we're basically facilitating is the delivery of the food.
Yeah, so Food for the Poor is 37 years old, and in those years has just developed tremendous partnerships with food production companies in the U.S. and actually all over the world, and even some nations that have a great crop production. And so the vast majority of the food that is donated and distributed by Food for the Poor is actually donated by these countries, by these companies. So when you're not having to spend money on the food, you can develop tremendous efficiencies. And that's why Food for the Poor is able to provide a meal for about 10 to 12 cents per person. Think about that. That's an entire meal. Now compare that to a domestic feeding program, right? Where oftentimes, and maybe you've given to one, you know, the local food kitchen or something like that. And by the way, I'm grateful for the work they do. It serves a purpose. But it's not uncommon to have a meal cost, you know, $2, $3, $4 here in the States for one person,
right,
a single
right.
meal. Food for the Poor can do that, you know, for 10 to 12 cents for families in Haiti that are starving. So again, you can make a huge difference with a small amount of money.
And if you did have the opportunity to say, I would like to take, you know, a tax deduction here, maybe you filed an extension and you're going to get a few more days, a $2,700 gift would help feed a lot of people. So that $27 multiple is kind of an easy thing to remember, $27 a month. $320 is what it costs to feed one family and to scratch their name off of the list of the 82 families we're trying to help. But we've helped 41 so far, have another 41 to go, and we need your help right now. 855, and I want to make sure I get the number right, Todd, 855-919-4673. 855-919-4673. And when you call, you're going to be joining with other Kevin McCullough listeners that are going to say, yeah, we're all standing together to help those who cannot help themselves. This is a story, Todd, that would be a disaster in the United States, and the news networks would cover it stem to stern every single day until it got fixed. In Haiti, it's just what they call Monday, and that is really discouraging.
Yeah. Yeah, it, you know, especially when you consider that Haiti is really, they're really our next door neighbor geographically. I mean, it's a 90-minute airplane ride from South Florida. So they really are right here in our backyard. And I know a lot of people, you know, there in the tri-state area, you have ties to Haiti. You know, maybe you're of Haitian descent, or maybe you have people, you know, at your church or social organizations or in your community that have some Haitian family. So it's really not that far from home. You know, it hits pretty close to home when you talk about literally 11 million people that are starving to death and don't have clean water simply because of the ravages of Mother Nature. But we can make a difference.
All right. 855-919-4673. Thank you, Todd. David Fisher's with me next. Stay with us. 855-919-4673.
Mike Gallagher can see right through the mainstream media.
The president called these MS-13 gang members animals, and this gets morphed into the president calls migrants animals, and it's fake news. And of course, if the mainstream media wasn't so corrupt, there'd be a clarification from them saying, wait a minute, that's not what the president said.
The Mike Gallagher Show, weekdays at 10, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Listen closely to what must become two of our top priorities. The first one is shocking: veteran suicide. In all the wars since 9/11, we've lost over 6,000 of our military. But what if I told you that that's not true? It's actually much worse. We've really lost over 140,000. You see, they were killed over there, but came home and died here. They took their own lives. Double the loss in Vietnam. Second, cancer. We can't continue to hear the word or allow it to destroy our lives anymore. If we don't take action, it'll go on forever. We can't wait. We won't wait. That's because the funding is here, and it's through Gold Shield. It's simple. If you're a business, large or small, become a Gold Shield member. If you're a consumer, shop where you see the Gold Shield. Go to thegoldshield.us or call 888-526-9111, and you'll see what this is all about. 888-526-9111. It's really great to feel that we can actually do something about these two tragic disasters, cancer and veteran suicide. Gold Shield, thegoldshield.us.
Napa Know How.
It's Love Your Car Month at Napa. And to show your car the love, get a Napa bucket for $2.99 and save 20% on almost everything you can fit inside, like car wash, car wax, and tire shine. So save some cash and look good doing it by getting 20% off with the Napa bucket. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, exclusions apply. Minimum three items may not be combined with other offers. Offer ends 4/30/19.
When it comes to improving the look and feel of your home without spending a fortune, a lot of us have ideas, but we don't know where to start. Larry Elder here. Thanks to SelectBlinds.com, upgrading your home is so easy, it's a no-brainer. Score amazing deals on blinds, shades, and shutters today from SelectBlinds.com. SelectBlinds.com will make an instant impact on the way you look at your space. Swap old, tired-out window coverings for high-quality, easy-to-install blinds. With products you've seen on all your favorite home improvement shows, SelectBlinds.com is the easy way to upgrade. SelectBlinds takes the guesswork out of ordering blinds online by offering high-quality blinds for an unbelievable price. Read more than 300,000 reviews from 1 million happy customers at SelectBlinds.com. To get the best deals on blinds, shades, and shutters, shop now at SelectBlinds.com. Mention our show, Larry Elder, at checkout using the drop-down menu. Select Blinds. Simple. Smart. Custom. SelectBlinds.com. SelectBlinds.com.
Donald Trump is set to use gold to challenge the Federal Reserve. This action will drive the stock market higher and make gold prices soar. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. For 47 years, the Fed has secretly valued gold at $42 an ounce. Trump is set to reveal their secret and force the Fed to properly value the gold on their balance sheet. I lay it all out in my most recent report, How Trump Will Trump the Fed. His executive action will ramp up the world economy and cause the price of gold to double overnight. To get my report, text the words Trump Gold to 49776. That's Trump Gold to 49776. Trump knows a higher gold price will unleash the U.S. economy. To get my report, get it right on your phone, right now, no questions asked, text Trump Gold to 49776. That's Trump Gold to 49776. If you're an investor, you need to see this. Text Trump Gold to 49776.
Tweet us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. We're everywhere. AM970, theanswer.com.
Everywhere I go, oh, oh, I change it all. Always on my road, I'm still New York.
Your Money Matters CEO of Landmark Capital, David Fisher, exclusively on Your Money Monday at Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, it's so exciting because on this tax day, we are stopping everything else we're doing in the middle of this broadcast to do something that we've been looking forward to doing since the beginning of this year. In fact, it was January 1 that we rolled out the contest talking about a gold coin that was going to be awarded someone who was taking the necessary step to get some information. They got a financial survival guide for 2019 that has included in it David Fisher's newsletter. It's included in it many of his white papers, and the new ones that he will write this year will be included in that. And you can still get that financial survival guide at 844-604-2575 at no cost. It's a nearly $200 value, and so I would encourage you to get it. The newsletter comes electronically, but you're automatically enrolled. You don't have to pay anything for the tremendous value that that is. And it comes on a very fun day to award somebody financially with the winning of a contest, because this is the day that some people are writing checks out to the IRS. David Fisher, welcome back, sir. Good to have you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me this afternoon on your show. And I'm excited to give away some things today to a winner.
Yeah, well, let's talk about what those prizes are. A book on coins that is really beautifully illustrated. What talk to us about the book just a second, David.
Yeah, it's a book called The Guidebook of United States Coins, all the coins that the U.S. Mint has ever minted from the duration of time when we used it as money, and even before the coins that were used in private mintage places. So it talks about the history of coins in the United States and a little bit about investing and the different types of coins and the purposes of it. A lot of history behind our money system, Kevin. We're also giving away a book on the Federal Reserve, which created or took over the money system in 1913. And we're giving away a free consultation with myself on how to benefit from diversifying your portfolio by investing in precious metals, especially if we see a recession coming. And most importantly, a free gold coin. And I can tell
which
you about
was
the
minted
coin if you want us to do that now.
Yeah, that's good. It was minted the same year that Fed Reserve was founded, 1913.
1913. This is minted in the Philadelphia Mint. We have different mints, Denver and San Francisco, but this is a Philadelphia minted coin. Normally, when the government mints coins, they mint over a million coins, Kevin, in this era of time. But this particular year in Philadelphia, they only minted 168,780 coins. And normally, the survival of all the coins, there's usually over a million that survive in this particular grade called an MS62 grade. But specifically, this coin, only 2,200 are known to be in existence. So let's be clear. It's not rare, but it has some rarity, and it really has some historical precedence. So the third-party price guide in my industry says it's worth about $1,825. We conservatively price it around $1,600, and somebody's going to win that, and all four prizes today.
Well, it's a lot of fun, and so we have contacted all the finalists, and they are standing by, and it is now time to announce that winner, and the winner is Mario Felicioni. Am I saying that correct, Mario? Mario, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Mario, congratulations. You're the winner of everything we just described.
That's excellent. I'm very excited about that. I've spoken with David at length, and Kevin, I listen to your show every day.
Wow.
And I couldn't be more excited about this. I don't know what to say. And I'm not one to be speechless, but I am speechless.
Have you ever won anything, Mario?
Never. Never.
Well, not anymore. You can't say never anymore.
I've never won a thing ever. This is like the first time, and I'm stunned. I'm really stunned. I'm very excited. Thank you,
David. He said that he had spoken with you in the past, Mario. I'm just curious. When you called Landmark Capital, how did you find the entire crew there? What was your experience like interacting with David's team?
Well, the first time was. On a riddle, you know, when he does his famous riddles. And
right.
I got the riddle, and there were a bunch of finalists on that. And I spoke to a guy named Ralph, who was fabulous, very nice guy, easy to talk to. And he got me in touch with David. And, you know, and you listen to shows, you listen to this and that, and there's always you feel a caveat there, you know, something that's drawing you in that they want something from you. But that was not the case with this.
Well, what I've always liked about David and his team is that they really want people to be educated about what's going on. And I couldn't be happier to know that you're a fan of the show.
Yeah.
And now you got this. Now, David, what are you looking forward to in that sit down you're going to have with Mario?
Well, I do remember speaking with lots of your listeners, Kevin. I do remember speaking specifically with Mario. And the reason we have two people, because we have a somewhat regular newer person on my team, Ralph. And when it comes to some detailed questions, he has the integrity to make sure that the person being Mario goes to a senior representative. And I'm one of the handful of the seniors. So, Mario, you actually got stuck with me. And so now we get to talk again, if you'd like. And we're going to detail things a little bit more for you, and we're here to help you. But obviously, there's no pressure working with our company, and we're big on education.
No, well, no doubt. You know what? I got the books that you sent me, and I've read through those. And as I told you, I was trying to get some of my friends happily involved with this. It's a great situation, and you know what? Between you guys and the show that Kevin puts on, I mean, how great are things? It's fabulous. Wow. Fabulous.
No, that's wonderful.
I'm stunned, Mario. I'm really stunned.
Well, now you can share the good news with your wife and enjoy this beautiful 1913 $20 St. Gaudens MS62 gold coin. It's really going to put some smile on your face, I'm sure. And do me a favor, Mario, when it arrives, I want you to grab your Instagram or your Facebook or your phone and like videotape the opening of it, because the first time you hold a gold coin in your hand, it is a special moment. But we'll have to talk about more of that later. By the way, David is still giving away. You heard us talk about the coming bail-in last week. He still has copies of the white paper on hand if you're wanting that. 844-604-2575. David Fisher, as always, thank you for a great contest. We'll get back to talking about the economy and the markets next week, but so appreciate your love for my audience, and this has been a great time. Thanks so much.
Thank you, and congratulations, Mario.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio. Don't go away.
Most people think their landlord is responsible for damages and losses to their apartment. Most people don't know that 9 out of 10 New York insurance claims are for water damage, not fire. Michael Honig and Michael Conti aren't most people. Honig Conti Insurance is here to provide guidance, not just policies. Head to honigconti.com today. HONIGCONTE.com.
Hi, I'm Mike Ditcher. On the field, they called me Iron Mike. But some days, even Iron Mike can feel a little rusty. So I turned to Blue Emu. Blue Emu's non-greasy, deep-penetrating formula gets down deep for big-time comfort. And more importantly, it doesn't leave me smelling like a locker room. Now, if you excuse me, I have some yelling to do. You hit like old men! Blue Emu. It works fast and you won't stink.
A recent study shows Americans are sleeping less than ever, even though lack of sleep ruins people's performance and impacts their relationships and happiness. It's time to improve every aspect of your life by getting the best sleep of your life on a brand new set of Boll & Branch sheets. The softest, most comfortable, 100% pure organic cotton sheets. Hundreds of thousands of Americans sleep better thanks to Boll & Branch. I'm one of them, and they're the only sheets loved by 3 U.S. presidents. All of their products, from the signature soft sheets to the cozy throw blankets to their plush towels, are made the right way, not the easy way. These are naturally derived products made with the highest level of craftsmanship, and every purchase comes with a 30-day risk-free trial. Get $50 off your first set of sheets plus free shipping at bollandbranch.com with the promo code Prager. That's B-O-L-L and branch.com, promo code Prager for $50 off. bollandbranch.com, promo code Prager.
It's so nice now that the kids are asleep.
Cheers.
We got the kids, our house, a stable income.
Checking off all the boxes.
But there's one box we haven't checked off.
What's that?
Life insurance.
We don't need to think about that now. We're young.
That's why now is the best time. Life insurance gets more expensive the older you get.
But I don't have time to do a blood test. It's such a hassle to meet with someone just to get a quote.
Not with Ethos.
Ethos?
It's a modern kind of life insurance. You just answer 4 quick questions at getethos.com and get a free instant quote. No pushy salespeople. And no medical exams required for policies covering under $1 million. You can apply online in just 10 minutes.
10 minutes? Let's do it.
But then what will we do for the rest of the night?
I'm sure we can think of something.
Get your free instant quote and submit your complete application in minutes. Just go to getethos.com. That's E-T-H-O-S. Getethos.com. Getethos.com.
AM 970, The Answer, doesn't have to stop when you turn off your radio. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter or Instagram. Download the app. Just search AM 970, The Answer. Take us with you wherever you go.
Jay Sekulow, live, is next on AM 970, The Answer.
When
what you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
So I'm looking at it from basically I'm at the same level as the roof of Notre Dame, and it's just sickening to watch. There's crowds on the sidewalks in front of my house, and people are just devastated.
That was the picture a bit earlier this afternoon. It was really difficult to take this in today. Kevin McCullough, thank you for being here. Because as Paris was going to their evening routine on Monday, and, you know, we're in Holy Week. There was probably some observance at Notre Dame yesterday. What the official word is that is what Parisian authorities are saying is that there was a small fire that started in a area of the construction renovation that's been going on for some time that got out of control and eventually engulfed the entire thing. The kind of moving moment for me this afternoon was when the spire fell. If you've been on my social media this afternoon, I was right in front of that spire in October on an uncharacteristically glorious October day. And we were able to snap some pictures. And it's a sad thing to see 853 years of history that took nearly 200 years to build. It was started in the 1100s, finished in the 1300s, to just see it, you know, come to its end today. But I am thankful, at least at this point in time, that no one has been reported injured and no one is dead. But there has to be an incalculable amount of heritage and legacy and probably artwork. And even in the structure that has been destroyed, a certain degree of architectural accomplishment and design that will not be there the next time people go to Paris to see it. So we send our condolences to the French people. It seems odd to mourn the passing of a building. But today I'm reminded of two things about this beautiful landmark. If you have ever been to Paris and you have ever seen her majestic towers rise above the River Seine, you know that it is a very calming and peaceful presence. But then if you think about the fact that inside of that place, at some point in time, people worshipped God, and the God that made a way for them to know eternity, if you happen to be a Christian and a believer, then that was a focus of that location and all that truth stood for. Very, very sad day on a lot of different levels today. But our thoughts and feelings are with the French people. The president of France Prime Minister of France decided to postpone his evening address tonight so that the nation could mourn. But again, no injuries, and we're grateful for that on this night. So hug your kids a little tighter. Maybe take a look at those pictures if you've ever been. You'll never see it the same way again. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next time.